Hi Shola, thank you for taking the time out to speak to us. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and where you work?
Yeah, sure. So like you said, my name is Shola and I currently work at White Hat as a community associate.
Excellent. And we're keen to understand a little bit more about digital marketing really and whether this is an area you always wanted to pursue. Can you tell us about your background and how you got to where you are now?
Yeah, sure. So actually, digital marketing isn't something that I always wanted to pursue. I only found out about it about maybe a year ago. So in terms of my background, I went to Norbury Manor growing up. So it's all girls school in Norbury. And I've been living in Croydon since I was born. So I've literally been moving from Selhurst to South Norwood and then back to Selhurst. So I attended Norbury Manor. I did, I think, about 8 GCSEs, the ones that everyone kind of does, like history, Spanish, etc. But I actually didn't like any of the subjects, which is just me, really. I didn't really find school that intriguing, and neither did I find the subjects intriguing. So I didn't get the best of grades, so I decided that there was no point doing A-levels and furthering education in subjects that I didn't like. So at the time, I was really passionate about the fashion industry. I still am. So I decided to attend a fashion college in London called Fashion Retail Academy. And that is where I did fashion retail and business as a qualification for 2 years. And within that qualification, there's like different parts of fashion. So you learn the business side, the styling side, design, but you also learn about the marketing, digital marketing and PR as well. So whilst you learn about all that, in the final year, you pick the subject that you are most passionate about and what you want to do your final subject grade on. And I picked digital marketing, and it was very specific to the fashion industry, but that's what I did. So I got a qualification in that. And then from there, I was like, cool, so I like digital marketing. What can I do next? So I decided to try and find some sort of fashion digital marketing apprenticeship, but I couldn't find one. So it took me a while. I was like balancing a couple internships whilst working in retail and just like all over the place really, because I just couldn't find a fashion digital marketing apprenticeship, and it was really frustrating at the time and I didn't know what I wanted to do. So eventually I found an apprenticeship that wasn't in the fashion industry but was digital marketing, and that was with White Hat. And that's basically how I kind of got into the digital space. But if it wasn't for making that move and going with my passion in terms of the fashion industry, I would never have heard about digital marketing.
Absolutely. So you stumbled upon it, but in a really, really good way. And it's led you to get to where you are now.
Yeah, literally. So it was all an accident, but a good one, if that makes sense. So yeah.
Great. And can you tell us a little bit about your everyday, day-to-day role, I guess, at White Hat and what you enjoy most about what you do?
Yeah, so I work, so within White Hat, they are an apprenticeship provider, if you don't know already, and a tech startup. So they help apprentices to get apprenticeships in like a range of different companies and a range of different qualifications. So the kind of qualifications that aren't traditional. So stuff like digital marketing and accounting and finance, software engineering. And within that, I work in the community team. So one of their unique selling points is to have a community for apprentices, because a lot of people have this stereotype that if you are an apprentice, you don't get access to a community in the same way you would with university. So being able to meet people like you, have a social life, meet them at professional events, etc. So I work in the team that allows these apprentices to come together and actually make those connections. So in my day-to-day role, I am putting on different events with different partners. So for example, in January, we did an event with Monzo, Monzo Bank, and it was all about personal finance. Sometimes we're doing social. So in December, we did like a massive apprenticeship boat party on the Thames, which was really, really fun.
Wow, lots of fun.
It was so fun. Like, you don't understand. It was just the best time ever. And honestly, people love that experience, and people don't
really
have that life. We do have a social life, although we work.
Exactly.
We do. So I do a lot of that. So I'm always like planning and arranging events. And then from the marketing point of view, I'm promoting those events, so whether it's through like social media, through our online hub, which is kind of like our own internal Facebook, if that makes sense, email campaigns, etc. So that's kind of like what I get up to on a day-to-day basis. I think probably the best thing I like is like seeing the results of my hard work. So like when I'm actually at the event, so after the planning, after the promotion, and then seeing everyone there and enjoying the experience is such
just seeing it all come to life, all your planning put into fruition, basically.
Yeah, it's always amazing feeling. Just to see everyone enjoy the experience and
perfect.
Yeah, break the stereotypes that apprentices can have.
Absolutely. And just on that, what are your key tips on how to get an apprenticeship and how people can find out about work experience? Because that's quite tricky, I think. I think that's one of the hurdles, isn't it? Just knowing where to get that information from.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I would say, like, depending on your age, definitely try and find work experience anywhere you can. That's something to take note of, because when I applied for my apprenticeship, I had a lot of retail experience, no experience in digital marketing within a company, if that makes sense. So even though I had the qualification from a fashion college, I had experience on my CV working at Five Guys, House of Fraser, Victoria's Secret, basically just retail shops and stores. And they found that really interesting, because it goes to show that you can get up early and you can, you know, you can have like customer service, you can manage money, etc. So the different skills that you can find in retail, you can actually make them so translatable into your apprenticeship. So don't worry about trying to find exact experience to match. For example, if you wanted to do an accounting apprenticeship, don't worry about having to work in an accountancy firm. Just find any kind of experience you can for at least 3 to 6 months to try and build up that experience, so that you're someone that's really hireable and they can rely on you. So that's definitely one tip I would suggest. In terms of research, I would say just go online. There's so many different like websites that come up if you just type in apprenticeships. I mean, when I was applying, it wasn't that popular. But I think now, especially like working at a company like White Hat, who are doing so much to change this space, there is so much information out there that you can gain. And definitely try and like look up on YouTube, like different apprentices who are speaking about their experience, because it's sometimes nice to hear it from people who are actually doing an apprenticeship. Which I found quite useful as well.
Brilliant. That's really, really good advice there. Thank you for that, Shola. And what other things are you involved with outside of White Hat? I know that you are involved in initiatives to help support young professionals. Can you tell us a bit about your other passions?
Yeah, sure. So recently, over like the COVID-19 times, I've set up my own thing on the side called Youth Unlocked, which is basically a platform to help support young professionals, especially from what I like to call ends, but that's just basically people from, I guess, deprived areas or people from like a low social economic status background who want to thrive in the world of work, especially within the city. So what we do is we, like, on our Instagram page, which is just Youth Unlocked, or on our LinkedIn page, we post videos of different young people giving advice, but we also run our own digital events as well. So we recently just did one, Enter the City Part 1, which is all about how to deal with microaggressions, imposter syndrome, and just navigate the world of work when you're working somewhere that you feel like no one looks like you, no one sounds like you. So that's currently what I do on the side, just so I can see more people like myself from Croydon get into these industries and like know how to navigate them and thrive, really.
Absolutely. So lots of networking, lots of events, and lots of, you know, showing people that it's great to be out there and they can do this.
They can do this, yeah, because I feel like that's such an important message that I didn't always see when growing up. So now that I've been able to like work in the city, have these opportunities, I really want to share and give back to people and myself.
Fantastic. And lastly, can you tell us, being a Croydon girl, what your 3 favourite things about Croydon are?
Yeah, so I just love Box Park. Box Park is amazing, and especially R1, because it's not just about the food, it's the community vibes that come with it. Like I can't remember what year, but we did like the Love Island finals there, and everyone was just like sitting on the popcorn, and it was just so nice. And like, you don't even know everyone there, but it just feels like one big family.
Nice vibe, isn't it, actually, with everyone there? Vibe, yeah.
Especially when there's an event going on, like that in particular definitely stood out. So I just love Box Park, whether it's to just like chill out with friends or like meet new people or go to an event. There's even like kickboxing there sometimes. It's just an amazing place to do loads of different things. This one is weird, but I really love the fact that we have trams. A lot of my friends who are not from Croydon find it really weird that we have like almost like tubes on the road, but they're just so good that they just come in handy. Like you just jump on, jump off. I find it really part of Croydon that people always are like, oh, does Croydon have trams? And I'm like, yeah. I just find it like really accessible and just really nice to have. And then lastly, like just Croydon being such a diverse area and diverse in every sense, so you never feel like you're the only person that looks like you, sounds like you. You know, you've got access to that community vibe, and there's just a vibe that comes with Croydon that is really hard to explain, but when you're from Croydon, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And that's what makes me really proud to be from Croydon.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Shola, for taking the time out to speak to us today. All the best. Take care and keep in touch.
Thank you. I will do. Bye.
Bye.